Hi, Facebook Live. Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show and the Holiday Spectacular 2016. It is good to have you here. Of course, with me, as always, Cody Goff. He is sitting over there. Tonight, I am in the big chair where I belong, so that is very nice. We are also joined by newsman and regular on the program, Roger Badish. He is here to... we can see you can slide over a little if you want. I know. Right. So go. Roger is here, which is nice. He's representing the our Jewish friends. He will be sharing some Hanukkah things with us tonight during the Holiday Spectacular. Our good friend, musician, singer, songwriter, activist, wonderful human being, Jess Godwin, is here to perform. My daughter Molly is here. She's hanging around, helping us out. We're going to have some other special guests pop in, and we will be talking to Santa in just a little bit. We started a little late, Cody. Do you want to tell people why we started late? I know it's not your fault.
That's all that matters.
Hold on. Where are you at?
I think I'm on.
There you
Should
go.
Be
now
on.
You're
there,
on.
I'm on. Look at that. I don't. As long as it's not my fault, it's not relevant.
Okay.
And it actually isn't my fault today. So
it's not your fault today.
I'm fine with it. Listeners don't need to know how the sausage is made.
Unless they're going to see Hamilton. Then they'd be in the room where it happens. That's where the sausage is made.
Haven't had a scene. We've been over this. I won't listen to the soundtrack until after I've seen the live. Because I don't want to know the whole thing before I go in there.
I am going to do this now.
I'm upset with you.
that he won't listen to Hamilton.
Yeah.
I have to stand up because if you remember, Cody, weeks ago when we said we were going to do a Holiday Spectacular podcast, I joked that I would, in fact, wear a onesie on the podcast, and you scoffed at me. You doubted my veracity.
I don't think.
Well,
was...
Facebook Live,
hello.
Take a peeky boo at this, y'all.
Look at that, right? And all of your magnificence.
Yeah. And in case you think it's just a, shirt, no. Everyone here can attest that it is a onesie. So I am wearing my holiday onesie. Roger has
his halfsie.
Hanukkah halfsie. Yeah. Jess is in her holiday finery. Molly is in some sort of elf
pajamas.
And Cody looks like a candy cane.
Thank you.
And yet no one will lick him, which is sad.
Yeah, story of my life.
That is horrifying. We want to thank, before we go any further, we want to thank our good friends at Lou Malnati's for the pizza tonight. Thank you, Lou Malnati's. Always wonderful. Visit one of their 40 million Chicagoland locations. Lou Malnati's is everywhere. They have a lot. It's loumalnati's.com. It is wonderful. So thank you, Lou Malnati's, for hooking us up. You can see, hopefully you can see the bag and the logo right there. That's how we, it's product placement. But again, we really need to hunker down and get some better cameras. But that's not what the Holiday Spectacular is about. The Holiday Spectacular is about celebrating the holidays with friends and people that are always part of the show, and we appreciate them as always. So we do have some of our, because I don't, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe we did a Holiday Spectacular last year.
No, we were off.
We were off, and at that point we had not started our podcast. So, because we didn't start that till after the first of the year when we went, man, we haven't been on for a while. We really should do something so people don't forget who we are.
We might have done something, but the timing didn't work out.
Timing didn't work. Cody was probably in Brazil or some such.
Yeah.
He's always gone.
Tend to do that.
So, we have created a little party here with some of our friends. Your lady is coming, but this is going to be very exciting.
She's stopping by with a holiday treat for everyone, as if we don't have enough confections.
We have a lot of holiday treats.
I have to give you props, Brian. You brought the veritable
feast.
No,
those props belong to my wife Debbie and my daughter Molly, who were baking all last weekend, and they said, "Oh, we're only going to make a few." I said, "That's fine. I just want to bring some Wednesday for the friends at the podcast, and then I'm taking some to Tony and Tina on Friday." But yeah, I need you to eat them because if you don't eat them, they go home, and then I have to eat them, and then I'm back to weighing 400 pounds. So there's a because my willpower is not happening, Jess. You said it just looks frightened. You've been with us so long. How are you frightened by us at this point?
I'm not frightened.
All right. You look very scared. You know what? Let's start things off the right way. Let's start the Holiday Spectacular off with a musical number. But I must say, before we go any further, once again, Jess, you were on with us just a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Promoting your Muses show. How did that go, first off?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Everybody came to your super secret location.
Yes.
And they saw the show.
They saw the show.
And then they did some things afterwards. Did anybody get up and sing?
Yeah, we had one person get up and sing.
Really?
It wasn't as participatory as the last one.
But no?
It was also a very snowy night.
Ah.
I think everyone was kind of chill. But it was great. We had an art table set up, and
You can lift that up a little bit.
I can lift it up? Okay.
Yeah, just and then we'll put it down when you play the uke.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
You'll feel
right.
like you're about to break it, but you won't. And if you do, it's par
if you
for
do,
the course.
It doesn't matter.
I've had sound engineers screaming in my whole life.
No, don't.
Them.
Listen, this is not a union shop. You can touch
right,
whatever
deal.
You need.
Okay.
Perfect. I'd rather hear you than see you all hunched over like Quasimodo going, I need to speak. And yet you cannot speak. So the music show, you were saying?
It was great, yeah. And I've got like a real official music show at the Steppenwolf Front Bar.
That's
in
what
January
I was getting to. See, this is what I love about Jess, Cody. She doesn't trust that I'll get to the plugs correctly. Even when she was on a couple weeks ago, she was telling me, that's not the right song. I said, I know.
Oh,
hang on. I'm bumping back with this, and then we're going to build up and introduce your song correctly. No, so this Steppenwolf thing is very exciting.
Should we back up?
No, not okay. at all. I don't look backwards, Jess, until I use it to, you know, later on to shame someone. I don't look back. I just keep going forward. No, it's very exciting. So I saw you posted this on Facebook where people can follow you, and they can also go to jessgodwin.com, correct?
Yes.
So that's where they can follow you. But I saw this news and I thought, oh, this is really cool. So what's this Steppenwolf show?
So it's basically a culmination of my muses. So I have 12 muses so far, and I've sat down with each one of these people, my Chicago friends, for about
nice.
An hour over coffee. And based on these conversations, I've written songs. So the Muses show is going to be a little bit of a song cycle, and some conversations, some monologues.
Nice.
Just about people in Chicago that I like a lot. So
and how did
fun.
This come about?
I just wanted to do it.
You just wanted to do it. And Steppenwolf Front Bar said, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You could do it if you want.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Really lovely over there. It's a cool space if you haven't been there yet. It's like a cabaret space. It's
yeah, awesome. I don't think I've been to that one. I've been to the Steppenwolf, but yeah. I haven't been there, I don't think. Molly, if you might want to scoot over this way a little closer to Jess because you're not really in the picture.
Hey, I didn't
There's
want to
There's just
block
the top
the
of your head. Well, at some point you can get up and turn around and say, yeah, we got to say
sponsor.
Hi to the pizza. Look who here's another special guest. This is like an old Dean Martin show, Roger. You're the only one who'll get that.
Yes.
Another special friend is coming. You come over here and say hello,
we
Joey, because
closet door
they can't see over there. Hey,
the
who's
bar.
At the door? Knock, knock, knock. Bad sound effects.
It's Joey Gelman.
It's Joey Gelman, producer extraordinaire. Joey Gelman, who has produced this show when Cody was in España and just produced for me as I filled in for Ro Khan. He produces for everybody. He's Dave Plyer's regular fill-in. So grab a mic, Joey. Help yourself.
Grab some All food, right. too.
So this is when is this show?
This is January 28th.
All right, January 28th.
Yeah.
What time?
8:00.
All ages?
All
no.
ages.
Is it really?
It's only $20.
$20 is cheap.
It's cheap. There's 80 seats in the house. I'd love to sell it out.
I think we should sell it out
right
now.
You should come.
Where can people get the tickets?
They can
what
get
day
the
of the
tickets.
Week is that?
It's a Saturday night.
Yeah, you know I'm in a production.
Oh, excuse me.
Theatrical
Brian.
Production. Or else I would you know I would come if I wasn't in a theatrical production. Look at Cody messing up the product placement already. First, he was messing up Jess's plug with his craziness.
No,
now
I
he's messing up the product placement.
I messed up my own plug.
No,
I
ended
up the pizza.
Fine.
I want to eat some of it.
All right, good. Get some pizza. I think the cheese is over there. Or the pepperoni. Oh, you want
the pepperoni.
I want the pepperoni. Again, our thanks to Lou Malnati's. So January 28th, tickets can be bought at?
Steppenwolf.org.
All right, steppenwolf.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right, perfect. That's where you need to go. We'll remind people of that as the show goes on. Would you like to favor us with a song?
Sure.
All right, this is very exciting because you brought your ukulele.
I did.
Now, is this? I know you've played the ukulele before. I'm not saying that this is your first night playing the ukulele, but is this the first time performing Christmas music on a ukulele?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Very nice. Well, this is cool for everybody.
Yeah.
Suddenly it feels like we're holding Jess hostage, doesn't it? Like we have a gun pointed at her dog and it's like,
here.
If you do not sing, the dog gets it. We don't want that to happen.
No, I love dogs. Yes.
I know, so do I. Why would I hold a dog hostage?
I don't know.
Just to make you sing.
Now, you're used to big shows, Jess. Will you be distracted if I adjust the lighting as you're performing? Slightly?
Not at all.
All right.
Or what if we brought the camera on so we could see Jess and then put it back up?
I could do that.
Let's do that.
Just as long as it's like flattering light.
Yeah, it's going to be like, Christine Baranski. It's going to look like we're shooting you through cheesecloth.
Excellent.
Or Barbara Walters. Is that I love making references, Roger, that only you and I get.
I know what she thought this.
Anybody under 30 is like, what? Huh?
You always make
Who's Christine Baranski?
Exactly. Like, I'm sitting here going, I get it.
Yeah, she was on Sybil, and she was also in the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And if you look, when they shoot her, it's always a little blurry because high def was not kind to Christine Baranski.
What if she's listening to this podcast?
I hope she is. I love her. She's a great actress.
Yeah.
But you're beautiful. Age how you age. That's all I'm saying. I'm not body shaming at all. I'm saying let us see what nature has done to your face. either complimentary or a train wreck. Whatever happened, let's go that way. That's all I'm saying.
The quote of the episode, let us see what nature has done.
That's the real meaning of the Christmas.
That is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
I'm dedicating this song to you, Brian.
Thank you. I hope Santa's not listening before he calls in. That might be naughty. All right. Jess Godwin, everybody. Isn't she wonderful?
Was that okay?
That's fine. Again,
I had to move the mic.
Again, you move whatever
you
need
like some
to move.
Help again?
I think I did it right.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm gonna have to crouch.
Oh, so Oliver Martyr, Rob Martyr's son, is saying, "Say hi to Rob Martyr." Hi, Rob. We love Rob Martyr. He already was in and got pizza.
He got pizza. He's good.
Jess is singing now. I'm not gonna talk.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. To town. To town. To town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, yeah. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. To town. To town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that. Jess Godwin, everybody. Santa Claus is coming. That was very nice.
Thank you.
And this is the first time you've done Christmas tunes on your ukulele?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have never died. I'm serious. That sounded great.
Thank you so much.
Roger, will you help Jess lift up her mic again?
I don't want
you need like roadies only to do your mic.
I'm a self-sufficient woman.
I know you
myself.
Are. I just don't want you to be scared.
I just wanted to make sure you didn't like.
We don't want anybody getting hurt. Cody is now moving about. Are we going to put the camera there for now? We're going to get our guests. That's fine. Cody's moving things around. We're going to see a different angle.
Just not too fast. I get motion.
We got to get you in the picture, though, Cody, because you're going to have to talk at some. Yeah, we do need to see you. Everybody will be angry if you're not in it.
Can I eat the rest of my pizza now?
Please do. Pizza, again, courtesy of our good friends at Lou Malnati's. Joey, did you get something to eat? Did you get something to drink?
Oh, not yet.
There's
get there.
There's
don't
beer.
Worry.
There's eggnog. There's brandy. There's water.
It's dangerous. I'm right next to all of it.
Yeah, it's just enjoy yourself. I wish, man, if we had Christian Brothers and Great Lakes Brewery
good.
And everybody else, it's big time. Then we'd get two cameras. Can you do Facebook Live with more than one camera, or can you only do the one, Cody?
Just the one.
Just the one. That's why we're pretty soon we're going to do all sorts of big-time things, but not today. Today we just do this because we're having fun. All right. Anything you need to anything you want to join, jump in. I've been monopolizing the conversation because I'm very excited. The Holiday Spectacular always excites me. No, Stop turning your mic off. People think I'm making the mistake. You're the one who turns your mic off and then starts talking when your mic is not on.
I don't think anyone was thinking about it at
I
all.
I think about it nonstop.
You think
Joey,
about
I'm
it.
A perfectionist, am I not?
Absolutely. That's why I like 4 hours today. I couldn't survive.
That's why I like working with Joey.
5 minutes, he's already going after my job. I knew this was going to happen.
Listen.
Wait, not 5 minutes. You should have seen 2 months ago.
Oh, all over. Ouch. Yeah, when you were in Spain.
My girlfriend
all day today, he was like, how do I do? Better than Cody?
We listened.
I have a Cody meter.
We listened to you two in Madrid, and to just to hear kind
it
of
sounded good, didn't it?
I wonder how the replacement's going. No. My girlfriend and I were freaked out because of how much like me Joey sounded.
It's perfect. That's the only reason I okayed him.
Which now I'm not hearing it all. By the way,
me either.
So, I don't know.
No, in Spain, you sound a little different in the overseas connection.
Oh, yeah, it's got to cross a lot of bandwidth.
Yeah, it's a transatlantic line. Once it gets in there, it gets all goofy. It messes up the sound and everything else.
Yeah.
So what's your big plans for Christmas?
Oh, just Rockford. Nothing exciting. But my girlfriend's going to stop by again and bring some.
I know you said that, but I know usually you have your own things to say. You don't just worry about your girlfriend content.
She's the only interesting person in my household.
Did your tree get decorated?
Our tree's all decorated. We got a Moravian star. You know what those are? It's the
Wow. Nope. That was 0-4 on that side of the table. 0-4.
Wait, even
I got
Roger.
A Moravian star. Nope. Nobody. Not
sounds
a chance.
Really nice.
Thank you.
Very
thank you. Thank
it
you,
sounds
Mario.
Really nice.
Thank you. It's the 16-pointed star that you see on the top of some tree. Yeah, the one with all the kind of spiky stuff.
Jess is just being polite.
It's really cool.
I'm sure it is.
They
no,
get it.
It sounds nice.
It's
what
very
trees,
nice.
What trees do you see them on?
Some Christmas
Moravian
trees.
Moravian trees.
In Moravia.
In the heart of the Moravian desert.
Okay.
You see it's right a next store to... that sells
I
Moravian
believe
stars?
That they exist. I was just...
Yeah,
isn't that one of the kingdoms in Game of Thrones? Moravia?
It might be.
With 16 winter provinces.
Winter is coming, so maybe your tree is winterized.
Moravian is a Moravian. Type of Christianity, and it's, yeah. Early, there was a lot of pioneers were it.
So is that all that's on the tree? Is this alleged Moravian, Bolivian star?
No,
yeah,
we
those
have,
are expensive.
That's gorgeous. Really pretty.
Oh, thank you.
Facebook Live, you should look it up because it's actually really impressive.
Look at that.
Google it, kids. Moravian star.
I'm glad at least a third of your family has my back on this.
So. I'm not going to Google during the program. That would be horrifying.
Oh, no, we've never done anything like that before. Never. No.
See, now the people can see the way you're angled. People can see my screen. I don't want to give away any of my secrets.
You can get a Moravian star for $3,351.50 at homeclick.com.
Is that where you got
that's
yours?
That's a bargain.
How'd you know?
I think.
If somebody spent, I got to be honest, if you spent over $3,000 on the star for your tree, I'm coming to your house and stealing all your gifts because you won't even miss them.
I'll be honest. If I spent over $3,000 on my star, I still spent less than you did on Christmas trees.
That's not true. I make an initial investment.
Do you know how many Christmas trees he has, Jess?
We have a lot of Christmas trees.
We have five Christmas trees.
We have a small
trees.
Forest.
You have six, you
we
told
have
me.
A small
do we have six?
Forest operating.
But
he
why?
Lost count after five.
All right, we have a.
There's no limit to the Christmas spirit, Jess. And it's best accessorized through multiple trees. If you have one tree, you think Christmas is okay. But if you have five trees, you live for Christmas, and that's what we want people
smiling's
to
do. Smiling's my favorite.
Yeah, smiling is your favorite, only if you have five trees.
Do you have a favorite tree?
I do. The one we have one tree that's got, like, all novelty lights and weird ornaments. It's, like, our main Christmas tree. I don't know how to describe that tree, really.
Weird ornaments. It's childlike. It's got really all kind of, like Molly said, novelty lights and then ornaments ranging from puppy's first Christmas to baby's first Christmas
there's
to Captain America.
On there that I made in preschool that's a real ice cream cone. So you can't make that up. It's a beautiful tree. And
so
it's my favorite tree.
That's your favorite tree?
Yeah.
All right.
What's we also have a tiny pink tree, which would come in number two, I would say.
Yeah.
Small and fun.
Then we have a giant Irish tree.
Is
up
that
in
your
the,
favorite?
Is it drink a lot?
No, the main tree is my favorite with the crazy ornaments and because it's got everything. Flamingos is chorus girls, cowboys, Santa surfing. It's got all those weird, eclectic, it's one of those trees you look at and go, man, these people are very bizarre in their Christmas tastes. Upstairs, the one in the window for the people to see as they walk by is all white lights and then Irish ornaments.
For the throng to nice. Stand out in front of his picture.
Yeah. That's a nice one. Aww. Then there's a little one in Molly's room. Then there's the Charlie Brown tree in the office. Then there's another pop-up glitter tree outside the office as you go into the bathroom. So, yeah, we got a few trees. Then there's a light-up ceramic tree in the kitchen.
Yeah, and then there's the two in the basement. Yeah.
Two in the
basement. It's a lot of trees. You would have to really work to avoid Christmas if you came over.
You can stand anywhere in our house.
Roger and I can do it.
And not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
There's room for
we'd say
Hanukkah bush.
Yeah, if you want to bring
a
menorah. A menorah.
Did you say a
yarmulke? I almost said a yarmulke. If you want to bring a yarmulke, that'd be cool. And we could put
that's
it right next to the menorah.
You can hang it from the tree.
Sure, I would like to wear a yarmulke while I decorated the tree. It'd be fantastic.
Jess, do you have any trees up?
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so sorry you asked me.
You knew it was coming.
Busy working.
So, no, that's not the thing. I have an artificial tree. And
sure.
I brought it out this year to put it up, and it's missing the stand.
Oh, no.
And my roommate and I can't find a replacement stand, so there's just like a tree in a box sitting in my living room right now.
ahead and put lights on. You know what you should do is take the lights and put it on the window, tape them on the window in the shape of a tree.
Oh.
So that people would think you have one there. It'd be so bright they wouldn't be able to see if it was a real tree.
Or just put it in a bucket and lean it in the corner.
There you go.
I think there's still hope, though. I think that we're gonna make it happen by Christmas.
You have a couple more days.
Yeah. We almost gave up on Christmas, but...
No. Never give up on Christmas.
I actually decorated less than usual because we weren't around that much.
You spent all the money on that star.
Yeah, once you buy a $3,000 Moravian star, you can't decorate.
Honey, do you have the rent money? No.
What'd you spend on the dragon?
The dragon, listen, let's not get into the dragon. Wow. Dragon's the first thing we decorated. We have a giant
dragon
on my wall. First thing that happened at Christmas, my girlfriend goes, "Where's the Santa hat? We got to put the Santa hat on the dragon." And then it was Christmas.
I thought it was
so he does live in Game of Thrones. I was not joking when I said the star was a nation of Game of Thrones.
But the dragon's in the Dorne part of the living room, not the Moravian.
But doesn't the tree stand right next to the Dorne section? Last year it did.
It's to scale.
Very nice.
You know,
it's to scale. No, now this is another real tree, correct?
With the
Moravian star on top.
Yeah, my girl's really into real trees, and I was terrified.
I like that you call her my girl.
Because she's
like
my
she's
girl.
Your secretary from Mad Men.
She's not. No, we're
going to get my girl from the steno pool to come over and sit on my lap and take some dictation.
I can
That'll
call
be fantastic.
Her my girl once we're going steady.
Is that right?
And that's what we're
Are
doing.
You pinned?
Aww. What does that mean?
Well, that means that's when you're going steady when you pin her.
Yes.
With your sorority pin and your fraternity pin.
Actually, that's called lavaliering, and it means you're going to get engaged.
No, that's when I put a mic on at the TV studio.
I know that because it happened
you are
to some
lavalier?
People I know, and I was a little bit repulsed because I was like, are you guys going to get engaged right now? It means you're engaged to be engaged. So it's like a promise ring except Greek.
Wow. So they pin it on you from behind. They just reach around and pin it on you. It's horrifying. Happy holidays.
If you're listening and you've been lavaliered, I'm happy for you. But just think it over.
If you're listening and you've been lavaliered.
It's like a PSA.
I have a lava lamp.
Have you been lavaliered?
You better hope nobody's listening who's a moped rider who's been lavaliered.
No, the moped riders don't get lavaliered, I don't think.
I don't know.
I think you only get lavaliered in college at sororities. And you know. Fraternities.
Were you
in a sorority or fraternity, Jess?
No.
Or not? I guess you would only be in a sorority.
I wanted to be in a fraternity.
Well, she could have walked into a fraternity.
I don't know. I don't want to make that kind of judgment.
That's true.
I did want to be a Boy Scout, but
did you really?
I wasn't allowed.
Why not? Well, I know why you weren't allowed because they're narrow-minded.
Yeah.
But as a former Boy Scout, I can say that. Relax. Why did you want to be a Boy Scout, not a Girl Scout?
I don't know. They did outdoorsy things.
Yeah, they get to do cooler stuff.
Camping. And
I never learned how to tie a single knot or, carve anything. Yeah. I loved Girl Scouts, but sexism exists in the scouting system today.
Wow. Suddenly the holiday spectacular
Sorry, everyone.
Has become very political.
So I love having another millennial on the show. This feels great.
Like
this is unbelievable.
Usually I get fired up and Brian's like, Mom, no, you got to work hard.
It's all right. She has to ride home with me and live with me.
We're on Facebook Live, though, so the internet has already heard what we have to say.
Wow. As long as the internet has heard what you need to say.
She's right. She's right.
Now, Joey and Roger celebrate Hanukkah, which starts on the evening of the 24th. Which
correct.
We're very excited
we
about this year.
Yeah.
8 days of presents.
That's right.
Is that correct? Joey,
yes.
Do you still, as a grown man, do you still get 8 presents?
No.
Roger, I'm guessing you don't.
I sleep through it all.
You sleep for 8 days. Is that a Hanukkah tradition to hibernate?
It's becoming one.
Is that what the Maccabees did? They came in, they lit the candles, and then they went to sleep, and they woke up 8 days later and went, still glowing.
It's oil.
That's crazy. That's insanity.
Sounds wonderful, to be honest.
It does sound pretty good. So do you still, your parents don't give you like 8 days of, was it big, when you were a kid, was it 8 big days of gifts or were they little gifts? How does that work exactly?
I think mostly it was 8 days of like gifts in general where maybe one or two were like the big to-dos.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like a Christmas kind of gift day.
Okay.
But and we then, still celebrate each night. It just was kind
sure.
of.
Sure. Some nights were
some
little.
Some nights were, yeah, the big
the socks
one.
Or
right.
the gold coins, gold
right.
chocolate gold coins.
Yes.
What else do you get for dreidels, obviously? Because they're made out of clay, which we're going to learn later. We're going to learn the rules to dreidel in a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great game. But yeah, I mean, but you get normal gifts too. I mean, like regular, whatever.
Well, yeah,
like,
no, I understand that.
Okay.
But I'm saying like on the,
get one
on the
dreidel.
On the light nights. What were the light nights?
The light nights?
Like
are
the easy, the smaller present nights. Were those the more traditional present nights?
It could be, or it was little, I don't know, little books here and there, or little fun action figures or, you know, and like then you have the GameCube night, you know, when you're 10 years old.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like,
day four, that's GameCube night.
Then it's everyone hold up. It's GameCube night.
Things are crazy up in here now.
Yeah.
All right, very nice.
But I miss being little and having all that. And I like that you called me a grown man. I'm impressed. I've never have been called that.
What am I going to call you? A child?
I don't
young
know,
boy?
My
a
girl?
Man
whatever
boy?
You want to call me.
I'll call you my girl. That would be, boy, that would be insulting. I save that for Roger when we're having our post-show meeting.
Thank you.
I call him my girl.
Yes, sir.
So now when you with the grandkids,
yeah.
Now, there's not a mythical figure like Santa.
No.
For Hanukkah,
well,
right?
Hanukkah Harry.
Hey, I was gonna. I thought that was. I thought that was a joke.
It is.
That was late. That was from Saturday Night Live.
I was gonna say Hanukkah Harry isn't a thing, right?
There are biblical figures. There's the Maccabees.
Sure,
of course.
But do they come and give gifts?
No.
All right,
no.
That's what I'm talking
about.
They
fight.
There's not a Santa. Santa
there
equivalent.
Is no.
Okay.
We knew who brought the presents. They were the relatives.
Right.
So
okay. That's
and when we would always get together, we had. My dad's family, we.
No, I'm listening to.
Weird look
I'm
in
looking
his
at
eyes.
Cody. I don't know what he's doing. I know he's trying to get ready to play something.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to produce and be part of this. It's very difficult.
All right. Do you have our produce thing ready to go?
Nope.
Okay. Will you have it ready to go soon? Because
I'm getting it ready. I was about to jump in and say we got to call Santa.
We
got to
call Santa.
All right. I'm so on top of it. It's just technical difficulties at this.
Well,
station.
We can play that after, if you'd like. Unless you can pull it up now. So go ahead.
Yeah.
So the Maccabees fight. There's no Santa Claus.
Right. No Santa
Claus. Hanukkah Harry is not a real thing.
No, it's a Saturday Night Live thing.
Joey got screwed
cool.
six of eight nights out of Hanukkah. We've learned all these things.
Yeah. We had my dad's family. So it was him, his brother, and his sister.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the families had three kids. So we would
is
go
this
over.
A word problem?
No.
It sounds like it.
It does, doesn't it?
I know you failed.
Each of my family had three children. Each child had three Hanukkah gifts.
So how many apples were in the basket?
If every child got four gold coins.
We would go over to each other's home.
Sure.
On every third night, whatever. And so we would make out like bandits getting presents. It wouldn't just be like one gift.
Sure.
So you would get like, you know, eight Christmases worth of gifts.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great as a kid.
That's crazy.
But after a while, it was like, you know, thanks for the socks, thanks for the sweater. There was no, like, fun stuff after a while. And then it went away because we all grew up, obviously. So then I was able to do that with our kids, with Sarah and David.
Yeah.
And did a grab bag with them because we also celebrate Christmas. That's
very
where
nice.
They got the big presents. So we did a grab bag where I bought eight different things for them for Hanukkah. Could be the dreidel game. It could be a Rubik's Cube with menorahs on it and stuff.
Right.
Just different little things. And they grew up and they said, don't do that anymore because we have drawers of stuff we've never opened.
Oh, jeez.
And so we bring a few things over now for the grand girls. And,
nice.
And they make out like bandits, of course, on Christmas and... Because that's the big gift giving for us.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
But
all right,
the best
are you
is
ready?
When the best is when a holiday revolves around fried potato pancakes mm-hmm. and jelly donuts.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good holiday in my
Yeah, book. that's not bad.
Because the idea of it's everything's cooked in oil because the oil
There's
lasted
a lot
for
of oil.
Eight yeah. nights. So you cook donuts, you have fried potato pancakes, you have everything else.
Nice. You ever make fries? Just fries?
You could, yeah.
Sure. Anything in the oil?
Yeah.
All right. Wings?
Sure.
Anything? Okay.
Sure.
Are you? I see you saying that you're producing it, yet all I see you doing is eating pizza. So what are you doing? Are you producing or are you eating pizza? Because we either have to play this thing or you have to go call Santa.
I'm gonna go call Santa.
All right. We're gonna wrap up. Is that right? We're wrapping up the Facebook Live portion of the program.
We are gonna do well. I mean, we could have Jess play us into a Santa.
Oh, yes. Well, you know what? Why don't we do that? Why don't we have Jess play another song while you go do Santa?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be wonderful. Are you are you fine with that, Jess?
I'm great with that.
Okay. Listen, we love to have you. All right, Jess Godwin is here, jessgodwin.com. Go to steppenwolf.com and buy tickets to her January 28th show in the front bar. Very exciting. Jess is playing her Muses show, a compilation of all her Muses at Steppenwolf. So that'll be very exciting. It's an all-ages show, 8 o'clock. Is that right?
That's correct.
Oh, look at me. My retention. That's not bad.
Not bad at
not
all.
Bad. You'd think I'd done this before. All right, listen, I know Cody's camera angle. I'm just looking. I am not in this at all, but that's all right because now we're just looking at Jess. Jess is getting ready to play. What are you going to play for us, Jess?
Silver Bells.
Oh, that's beautiful. Shh, I'm going to be quiet now.
Okay.
All right. Have fun.
Should I start?
Yes, please. Okay. Or I'm going to start talking again.
La 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 da, la 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 city sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street light, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's busy day. And above all the bustle you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. La 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 da, 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 da.
Just Godwin, everybody. Silver, but that was fantastic.
Thanks.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. It looks like we have Santa on the line. So we are going to be wrapping up the Facebook Live portion of the podcast. Cody, if you could just take a panning shot, get a nice shot of our Lou Malnati's sponsor there. So that we want to thank again Lou Malnati's for the pizza for tonight for the Holiday Spectacular Spectacular. We are going to be going now just to the web exclusive part. Well, I guess Facebook is on the web, but you know what I mean. You can catch the rest of the Holiday Spectacular 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 or the entire podcast if you like at WGNRadio.com. Just go to the Brian Noonan page, do it there. Don't forget, we always like to plug Cody's other podcast, which is Game Life Balance US. You can find that at WGNplus.com, JessGodwin.com. For all Jess's information, don't forget to buy tickets to her wonderful show on January 28th at the Steppenwolf Theater. So pick those up. There's only 80 tickets. There are probably only about 40 left now because my followers love you because you've been on with us so often. My followers. What am I, Jim Jones? Yes, I am. The listeners, I get my followers. Stop it. Come and punch me. Come and punch me right in the throat. All right, Cody's going to punch me. We're going to talk to Santa. We have got to go. Why do you look so shocked? Cody often punches me in the throat when I make a mistake. So we've got a lot to go on the Holiday Spectacular Spectacular. Thank you for joining us on Facebook. We will talk to you again very, very soon. All right, turn that off, and now let's go because Santa is here, and we have kept Santa waiting for a very long time. Have you turned that off? What do I need? I know how to work the phones.
I just couldn't type his name.
Yeah, I figured the only who else is calling us but Santa. Let me check. Santa, is this you?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's me. How are you, Brian?
I am well, Santa. First, I'd like to apologize for keeping you waiting. It was not. There were some technical difficulties. I know you've run into things in all your years of traveling and delivering gifts. Some things can't be helped. But my sincerest apologies for keeping you waiting. Thank you for your patience at this busy time.
You know what I was doing like 5 minutes ago?
No.
Sleeping. Ridiculous, right?
See, I mean,
I'm the guy that knows when everybody else is sleeping. I mean, it's kind of ironic, isn't it?
It's very ironic. I wouldn't have thought that you got any sleep in this week leading up to Christmas.
No, you not really. That's the thing. You know, I'm working on some toys, and all of a sudden I'm out like a light. I keep trying these energy drinks, and, you know, some of them work, some of them don't. There's this new one called Mutant. You ever tried that, Brian?
I have not. Mutant, you say, Santa?
Yeah, it's good. Most of them taste horrible. This one actually, you know, it's not bad, actually. Mutant.
So are you going to use that now? Because I don't know how, quite frankly, I don't know how you stay up all of Christmas Eve and get done what you get done. Will Mutant be part of your regimen this year?
Yeah, the people who make it. They gave me a big, like a couple of cases of it for free.
Nice.
So, you know, there's a little method to my madness mentioning it on your show.
Sure. This is like Plugola. You know, I understand.
Trade off. Sure.
Sure. Of course. You got to listen.
As I get an energy drink, I'm flying high over the world.
It's good. You're the best spokesperson for an energy drink, Santa.
Well, you know, it works. I wouldn't say that it didn't work. I mean, really, I wouldn't just, you know, for the money or the free juice, you know?
Sure. You're not a sellout, Santa?
No, not at all.
You're a man of integrity.
Hey, Brian, you wouldn't still happen to have that Welcome Back Cotter playset I gave you when you were in sixth grade, do you?
Of course I do. I pretend I'm Vinnie Barbarino in the I'm on Drugs, Give Me Drugs episode every third day.
Right. And you know what? You did it right. You asked for the whole set.
I mean,
you got these kids that just want Barbarino, and now I've got you wouldn't believe how many Horseshacks are still in the warehouse.
Is that right?
What am I going to do with them?
That makes no sense. Why would you want just Barbarino and not Horseshack and Epstein in Washington?
Well, exactly. You want the whole set.
Of course.
I mean, no. They're like, just give me Barbarino and Epstein. That's all, you know. I mean, nice. You're not being nice. What am I going to do with all these Horseshacks?
I got to tell you, Santa, I still get compliments, and some of my friends are still jealous that I got the Mr. Woodman, because that was not included in a lot of the sets.
That's really rare now. If you go on eBay, Mr. Woodman is like $80.
Is that right?
Out of the package. If he's still in the box, it's probably like $140.
Oh, yeah, I took him out. You know, I like to play with everything you got me.
Oh, well, that's what they're supposed to be. These idiots that buy it now, hoping that it's going to be worth something later and never take it out of the bag. I mean, if I knew they were going to do that, I wouldn't have brought it for them.
No, you're like the guys who want to make sure they personalize an autograph, right, Santa? You don't want somebody just taking something to make money off it. You don't mind giving if it's for their use.
Come on, you know that's true. Just play with the darn toy.
Exactly.
I'm not traveling all over the globe so you can keep it in the package. What are you waiting for, an emergency? I mean, really, so break the glass and play with Lex Luthor. I mean, come on.
I understand. Now, you seem a little on edge, Santa. Is that just the typical stress for this few days before Christmas?
Well, it is, because you got to cram everything into a short period of time. And you know, when it gets to be like, you know, October and September, you're in a totally different vibe. You're just doing regular things like regular people. And then all of a sudden, here comes the blitz, and you got to get ready. And it's just hard to change it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still looking to go to karaoke and the Sizzler, and, you know, we can't do this. You know, you've been to the Sizzler. I mean,
I have been to the Sizzler, Santa. Of course I have.
The other night, right? And this couple comes in. They do this every time. They buy one buffet, and then they both eat off of it. I mean, how much is it? Like $8.99. Really?
That gets you on the naughty list, doesn't it?
Well, that's naughty, sure.
Unbelievable.
I have to go over there and say, which one of you is naughty? I mean, which one paid for it?
Did they use a coupon?
No, yeah, you know what? They probably do that, too.
Yeah,
they get an $8.99 coupon and pay for one. Like, nobody knows what they're doing.
Santa, I got to ask, if you don't mind, with all the changes, is technology still the key gift this year? Is that what the little kids are asking for, or have they gone back to, I know that Hatchimal? That's a big thing. Have you had a lot of requests for the Hatchimal?
No. You know what? I'm not even sure. That's like the tech department. We do have the Satchmo. I mean, not as popular, but you push the buttons on the bass. And, I mean, really, he only sang two songs. I mean, you push it twice, you get one of each. But the third time, hey, nothing.
The
Wonderful
Satchmo.
World and Hello, Dolly. I mean, and kids love those songs. I mean, really.
Sure they do. Kids who are 70.
Two of my, yes, right. A couple of my go-tos at karaoke.
Oh, you do karaoke, Santa?
Oh, yeah, we go every Friday
night. After the Sizzler, right?
We go to the Sizzler. It's right. Like clockwork. And then we head over to the VFW afterward. There's a karaoke down in the basement. And I've been working on a new song. And the thing is, you got to try to do what nobody else is going to do, right? I mean, Everybody's going to do Crazy by Patsy Cline and all. You know, I do a Roller Coaster of Love.
Wow. For the Gap Band?
Roller Coaster.
Can we be?
They say that somebody got killed when they recorded that. That's BS. That didn't happen.
Is that right? I have never heard that
said. Like, if you listen, you can hear somebody dying on the roller coaster.
Wow.
It didn't happen. It's a myth. It's one of those urban myths.
That is horrifying. I'm going to have to look that up on Snopes.
Yeah, check it out.
Listen, speaking of music, we have some guests here tonight. One of them is a fine musician, Santa. I know she's probably on your nice list. Jess Godwin is here.
How is Jess?
I'm well. How are you, Santa?
You know, I'm doing pretty well. Did you still? You probably don't still have Malibu Skipper, but did you enjoy it when you had it?
Malibu Skipper.
Yeah. Come on.
Santa.
I wasn't a Barbie person.
Uh-oh. This wasn't Barbie. It was Skipper.
Skipper. Barbie's Skipper. Low red sister.
The low red
sister. Barbie's low red sister. Yeah. Barbie's too high tech.
You must have meant the soccer ball like you gave me, right? You're thinking about the soccer ball.
A lot of great stuff.
Yeah. Santa, Jess, I'm guessing always on the nice list. Would that be accurate?
Let me see. Yes. 1 year, kind of weird. Well, was it 2016? What was happening there?
There's a big
blip on the screen there, which I'm not going to say it, but if you want to talk about it, go ahead.
Some things are better left unsaid.
I'll take a pass.
Seriously, I mean, really. I mean, what was that? Come on.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't have to be sorry to me. No skin off my nose.
The pack is a little lighter because of that,
yeah,
right?
It makes it easier
to
drive.
Exactly right.
Santa, my daughter Molly is here. I'm not going to get into whether she should be on the naughty or nice list. I leave that to you. But now she's
Brian, in. Brian, you and I both know Molly's always on the nice list. Come on.
Thank you, Santa.
I figured.
Oh, come on.
I'm
kidding.
Nah, Jess, I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing you. Because I have a perfect record, but
Mary, you know what?
Now, Santa, would bragging get you on the naughty list? Is that
Santa
sort of?
Santa knows that I have a high quality sense of humor. He and I have fun every year.
And that's what I like about her.
Thank you.
Nobody gets the jokes. I mean, that's gold. They're like lay one of your bits on them, Brian, and they look at you like, "What's this guy talking about?" You're like, "You're done. You're out."
Trust me, Santa. I know that feeling. I get the blank stares 90% of the time.
Yeah, you're like you're riding in the car, and you come up with this great bit, and you can't wait to try it out, and you lay it on somebody, and they look at you like, what? That's when you're like, next.
Now, do the elves, are they more an appreciative audience because they know they owe their livelihood to you, or are they pretty honest with you when it comes to evaluating your jokes?
No, you know, I think a lot of them are kiss-ups. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, what would they be if it weren't for me? What is an elf going to do? You know?
Nothing.
I mean, really. If I turn them out, where are they going to get a job?
St. Patrick's Day's it.
At the carnival where you have to pay a quarter to look at them? I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Where are they without me?
Santa, I wish I had a roll of quarters right now because I'd like to see your entire workshop. Cody wanted to talk to you, but he's so busy gorging his face with pizza like a freed hostage, Santa. I don't know if he's even if he's. But Cody now has his lady friend here, or as he likes to call her, his girl.
His gal pal.
What do you, Cody? What do you?
She's
need
my
to
clip.
Say?
She's my lavalier. What is
wow,
it?
What
my
do you
lavalier?
Need to say? No, that's when you get lavaliered.
Mm.
Santa, you've been married a long time, right?
Yeah, well, a couple of times, but this time, yes.
Really? Now, see,
yeah, I was married to Shirley Booth for about 4 months.
Is that right? Hazel? You were married to Hazel?
Yeah, and you know, she ended up like being Mrs. Santa Claus in one of those movies. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do.
That was weird. Like she played that card to get the gig.
Wow. And now, did you two split up soon after that?
Yeah, it was a whirlwind, you know, like we didn't take enough time to get to know each other. Like, seriously, start to finish, 4 months, done. You know?
Wow.
And she kept calling him Mr. S all the time.
Well,
you know,
Mr.
we kind of got on him.
Yeah.
I said, Mr. C, and I said, what am I, Tom Bosley? But that was like a funny joke between us.
It's a funny joke with us too, Santa, and with everybody who's listening.
But my new wife, Alexis, is fantastic. I mean,
Alexis.
We've been together for about 24 years, and it's been great.
And where did you, if I may, how did you and Alexis meet?
Dollar General. Are you familiar with that place?
I've seen a Dollar General, yes. I don't know if I've ever been in one, but yeah.
There's not a lot of great stuff there. A lot of it's junk, but the graham crackers there are the cheapest of anywhere. And I bumped my card into her. This sounds like I'm making up a story, but that's really how it happened.
So you bumped your card into her, and then magic happened immediately?
Yeah, I started talking. You know, I'm not real smooth, but she's like, "You look familiar." And I mean, well, yeah, I'm Santa Claus. So that kind of gets a foot in it.
Good icebreaker.
That is an icebreaker, John.
And in the North Pole, that's a big thing, you know.
Being an icebreaker,
General,
sure.
There's a whole aisle full of icebreakers. You know what I mean?
I do. Now, Santa, this is I hope I'm not being indelicate, but our friends Roger Badish and Joey Gelman are here, and they are of the Jewish persuasion, so they don't really celebrate Christmas. But Santa, you're a guy who loves everybody, right?
Well, sure. I remember Roger. How are you, Roger?
I'm doing great, Santa. Good to hear you again. Missed you.
Are you still like the leisure sports?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
of course. Yes, yes. I'm not, I never brought him any, but I did understand the whole thing. Roger was a good kid.
Yeah,
I tried. He's a good kid. He's a good man, too. Good man, Santa.
He's
grown up okay. And meanwhile, we go back to Cody, who's still, Santa, you'd think he had a tapeworm, the amount of pizza he's eating. He cannot stop eating for 2 seconds, even though nobody's coming to take the food. He's eating like somebody's going to come through the door any minute and steal it from him, Santa.
Take it easy now, Cody. Save some of it for Zach. Zach and Cody.
My older brother's name is actually Zach.
No.
Yes, it is.
Well, why would I have said it? I've said it. It's a sweet life with you fellas. That's why they would always leave me candy. You remember this, don't you, Cody?
Oh,
they'd
yeah.
leave candy for me, and I'm like, this is a sweet life.
It was very
that
sweet.
That was one of the few houses where I actually ate it. I didn't, like, take the cookies and chuck them out in the snow so that the kids think I ate them.
Is that what you usually do?
Well, yeah. Sometimes you try to skip them. If the snow gets, like, hard, you could kind of skip it. Like, see if I can get, like, three skips off. I mean, you can't eat them all. I mean, it's ridiculous.
That would be. Is there a kind of cookie, though, that when you see it, you can't pass it up? No matter what's going on, you say, I'm eating this one.
Chocolate chip is, I mean, everybody's favorite. But I'll tell you, I don't like the sugar cookies. You know,
really?
The effort of making it. It's just the most bland thing ever. I mean, really?
Wow.
It's got no personality.
Okay. I'm with you,
Santa. It's like that kid you knew that didn't do anything. You know, it's a sugar cookie.
Just lays there. Jess doesn't like them either, Santa.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I'm partial to a sugar cookie. I don't mind it.
It's like vanilla ice cream. Like, why? It's
lame.
Caramel.
It's lame. It's just there. It's nothing. You know.
Well, I like them with their top with sugar. I'm not going to argue with you, Santa. Everybody's got their own, got their own taste.
Some kids, though, they do the sugar cookies and try to trick Santa, I'm sure, by instead of using the clear sugar sprinkles on top, they use the green and red and try to dazzle you.
Right, right. And it looks like glue, like they just squeeze it off.
It's a school project.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I see that right away. I'm like, I don't think so. nice try, though.
Man. Now, Cody, I got to ask, your lady friend Casey is here. Is there anything she would like to say to Santa? Is there some request that she has for this holiday season? Maybe another dragon? Maybe some other $4,000? Santa, can you believe Cody paid over $3,000 for some crazy star on top of his tree?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's a Moravian star.
It's a Moravian star.
It's worth every second. I mean, dollar.
Yeah, that makes sense. Moravian star. Where did you get it from? Wizzo? I mean, what the heck is that?
It's new. It's new.
A really good one for, like, I don't know, $8-$10.
It's worth it. I got it from where the Targaryens are from, so it was thematic with the dragon.
Targaryen? Is that like Target in another country?
In Bulgaria, that's the Targets.
It's the Target.
Yeah.
It's the targeted Bulgaria.
Right? Of course Targaryen. It is. Targaryen.
Bulgaria is very nice this time of year. I don't know. Do you have anything
is there
to
anything
ask,
that your lovely
what
lady
about
wants?
Walmeria? Would that work too?
Walmeria? That would work as well.
She does actually want something.
Uh-oh. This is Casey.
Something.
This is Casey, Cody's
Hello,
lady friend.
Casey.
Hi, Santa.
Hello.
I would like a cat.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, let's. I mean, I'm not really in the business of bringing live creatures around. I mean,
like
be realistic. I mean, I can't be hauling around animals, but I understand the gesture. I'm not much of a cat person myself, but I understand the gesture. Hey, Casey, who's Leah? Who is that?
Who's Leah?
Yeah,
Santa
who's Leah?
Wants to know.
Who's Leah?
Who's
There's
Lee?
No connection to you.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
I
don't know.
I think maybe the cat is out of the bag.
That's a character from Game of Thrones, I believe.
Christmas has turned ugly.
That's who it is. She's I knew there was a Leah.
Well, Leah's in the Lannister court. Leah Lannister,
I don't have the list of the Magic 8-Ball in front of me right now. But
it's in the books, not in the show. So if you just watch the show, you won't know.
Santa, I wish you could see how uncomfortable the two of them are right now.
That's only because we're trying to share one pair of headphones, and I have it half on my head.
I wasn't saying it to make her uncomfortable. I just knew there was some weird connection, and I was just trying to put the pieces together.
Well, listen, Santa, I got to ask, because it was an election year. We have a brand new president. As you're going around tonight, will the Trumps, did they make the naughty list or the nice list?
Well, Brian, it depends on how you define the word. I mean, they're not asking for a lot of toys.
No.
He's got a lot of big boy toys. And between you and me, let's hope he doesn't, scratch that itch to want to play with them. You know
I,
what under- I, mean?
I understand what you're saying, Santa.
Right. Right.
Very nice.
There's nothing I can do about it. I didn't have a vote. I live in the North Pole.
Very nice.
We don't even have a president here. There's no, nobody governs this place. I can do whatever I want.
It's a lot like the Old West? It's lawless?
Well, sort of lawless, yeah, but nobody's shooting anybody. I mean, we're pretty laid back.
Well, yeah, you got to be frozen, right?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest crime here is, again, the guy trying to cheat the Sizzler out of $8.99. That's it.
Well, I'm glad you're on the case, Santa, keeping him on the straight and narrow. Listen, I appreciate your time, as does everyone here. Before you go, any words of wisdom to kids who may be, we're still a couple days away. They may be on the bubble. Is there still a way to get on that nice list?
I mean, it gets simpler every year. There's songs, don't do this, don't... I mean, just don't be a jerk. How about that? Don't be a jerk. I mean, if you live your life that whole way, whether you're a child or whatever, hey, don't be a jerk,
That sounds perfect. Cool. Then you're okay.
And you're okay, my book.
Santa, Merry Christmas. Travel safe on Saturday night, Sunday morning. We really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. It is always, always an honor to talk to you.
Well, I feel the same way about you, Brian, and of course the weather looks good, so things are looking pretty cool for Christmas Eve.
Very nice. Well, enjoy that mutant energy drink, get all jacked up, and then make your drop.
It's available at your local 7-Eleven store.
Is that right? And this is not a paid endorsement. This is just Santa.
No, I'm just saying it because I like it.
Sure, of course you are. Why would you say differently? Well, Santa, again, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and as I said, travel safe. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Oh, well, a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you, Santa. There's Santa, folks. Bye, Santa. Oh, should I just hang up on Santa or put him on hold? Cody, you going to go in there? We'll just hang up. I will message Santa. Thank you so much, Santa. That was pretty cool, huh? Santa's
that was awesome.
Here, everybody.
Yeah. Wow.
Santa's here. Do you have that other thing? Since we just talked to Santa, do you have this this little 3-minute piece?
Yeah, it's just booting up right now.
All right.
These computers are from the 30s.
Having a gerbil and dial-up.
It's
handling our IT. Every computer in here.
I thought our...
It's like hand cranking
I
a
thought
computer.
Our problems were bad before the show started. But that I was in for just so many treats once we actually got going.
You know what? We could probably save... Oh, I was going to say we could go to Roger, but Roger's leaving. That's all right, Roger. Go. That's all right. Everybody's... Wow. Things are...
He's had enough. Now it's loaded, by the way.
It is loaded. All right.
We're
going to take a... we're not going to take a break, but we're going to play something that... this always meant Christmas to me. And years ago, when Cody and I were working the overnights, Our newsman was Christopher Michael, who was a wonderful guy, and we miss him terribly. No, I don't. He's not dead,
no,
but he's just not with us anymore. Now he not with us on the show. He's not dead. He's just not with us. What? No, that doesn't make any sense. I did. I killed him twice in one sentence, Joey. That's how I do it. Overkill. That's what I like
to
do.
All right.
It's like three shots. You don't just shoot a guy once. You triple tap. Bam, bam, bam. Then you make sure.
Make it real.
I've killed more jokes than that in one sentence. Let's be real.
Really? No doubt.
Killed as in like, I killed that, or like killed as in like, killed it.
No. A little bit of both.
Okay. Killed as in the joke died.
Brian refuses to acknowledge the former, but I've been there.
That's not true. I give you credit when you do something right.
No, but
I
also hold
you. No, but I also hold your feet to the fire when you are, you know. Yes, there is. You're right, Jess. There's no fighting on the. Oh, that was Molly?
Yeah.
That was
I couldn't tell
daughter.
You. Right? Well, because I looked over, she had her mouth full, and I was like, that sounded way too clear for somebody with a
mouth. Delicious Lou Malnati's pizza.
Oh, Lou
thanks,
Malnati's. We love Lou Malnati's.
Cody, do you want a cat? I'm just curious.
Yes, we got to get. Good question. We got to get back to this cat conundrum. So, Casey, welcome, Casey. We're glad you're here. You can put the mic between you, Cody, because I don't think we have any more mics. No, we don't.
We're out of mics.
Well, you could sit around your lap like a ventriloquist act.
That's too Santa.
Or like Mad Men.
Well, he called, like Mad Men, since you're already his girl, as he called you many times before you got here. My girl's coming.
Is that what you do? You're right.
Merry Christmas, darling. Yes, happy holidays. So, now, you want the cat, Casey?
Yeah.
And Cody, your feelings on a feline friend under the dragon?
No, I'm down. It's our lease.
Down
says,
as in you're unhappy?
No, our lease says no pets. I'm down to do it. I'm down with the sickness.
Then what can
the
you
sickness.
Do?
I'm down.
He's just pretending. He's already got the cat and he's ready to be happy for me.
Oh, Cody.
This is all to make it more of a surprise.
The fun thing is the cat has been wrapped in a box for 2 weeks because he told me when he adopted it and he wrapped it the same night. I asked him about air holes. He wasn't sure. So, Merry Christmas or Holy God, what did you do? Either way, Christmas morning is going to be an adventure.
She wouldn't put it past me. I don't think.
So you want a cat. Cody is okay with a cat, but your lease says no cats. Now, the question becomes, Jess, you're a renter. Do you break the lease? Do you get the cat and hope the landlord never finds out? Is your landlord on premises?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have to walk a cat, but a cat would mew, correct?
Are you leaving it up to me to decide this for them?
No, I think, what would you do?
That's a lot of pressure.
Welcome to the Holiday Spectacular. Spectacular.
I live in fear of getting in trouble.
Oh.
But I think you should get the cat.
So one more thing. The maintenance comes.
I am deathly allergic to cats.
Maintenance comes into our apartment
I love
once.
The way you pronounce that.
What?
Maintenance.
He's very nice.
His name is Frank.
The janitor.
Very nice.
Hi, Frank.
Shout out to Frank.
Wow, why you call him a janitor?
He's maintenance.
He's
maintenance.
Maintenance.
Maintenance. He's maintenance.
Thank you, Molly. You could do one of those internet things where it's like how to pronounce, and then you click and it's like maintenance.
Well, I don't pronounce it that way, but I'm really flattered.
I thought the diction was very good.
So, all right. So, Frank.
Well, he comes into our apartment
He comes into your apartment?
The water heater two or three or four times a year to make sure our water heater's working all right and check the valves and stuff.
But so, doesn't he tell you when he's coming in?
Yeah, there's always a sign, and it's like, hey, we got to like walk 2 feet in your apartment to check this.
Well, then
gauge.
Take the cat out that day.
That's where the litter box would go.
Give it
well, then you move it for a day.
It's only three times a year.
Joey, weigh in on this.
It's only three times a year, right. So you could do it, technically.
I think you should just give Frank, like, bake him a cake or something. So then when he comes, he keeps your secret. He gets a baked good.
Yeah.
How is Frank's eyesight?
Or, like, ask him, does he like pets? Like, maybe he's cool with it.
He's your
maintenance
guy
that keeps the secret.
When Frank comes in, you drop one in the litter box and go, I am just too lazy to go in the bathroom.
We do owe Frank a bottle of wine from throwing out a Christmas tree last year.
Oh, yeah. Jess just checked, and Cody, you're right. That is how you pronounce the word.
Yeah, I'm going to put up the mic.
Boom.
Maintenance.
Christmas knowledge.
Maintenance.
Wow.
I told you.
Edutainment.
The way that Molly said it, it could have been that voice.
Maintenance.
Wow.
Maintenance.
Okay, career plan changed. I'm gonna do some audio work before I leave this studio.
I would love to get a cat, but it's hard gift to give because it's a personality thing, and then you lose the whole experience of taking her to the shelter and picking out and adopting. Just
maybe you wear your.
Are you going to take her to the shelter on Christmas?
Are they open on
Wow.
Christmas?
Of course they're open on Cody. Animals are in need every day of the year.
He's going to blindfold her. I've got a surprise.
Fire.
We're going out. Ooh.
God. I'm so sorry.
The look of pure joy that came over Jess at that moment. If you don't take Casey to the animal shelter on Christmas, you might as well just drop dead.
I'll be devastated. Whoa.
That is a horrible move.
Whoa.
Wear your antlers, put on something festive, and go Well,
I can't wait till we get to Chicago.
Don't rent a Rockford cat or rent or don't adopt
don't,
a Rockford.
I'm not going to adopt a
rent a cat.
Don't rent. Well, rent a cat. Oh, you rent a cat while you're at your mom and dad. See if you really like it. Then turn that one back.
That's
in
why Blockbuster
get a real
went
cat.
Out.
Right.
That hates cats, so that would not.
Oh, that would happen. Yeah. All right. Well,
but
listen.
Leasing is an option.
Is that the only thing you wanted for Christmas from him, Casey? Is a cat.
I think I have everything else, really. Wow. I have a dragon. So.
You do have a dragon and a messianic star.
I have a very, very... It has 26 points.
I heard. Cody said 16.
He undersold it. Well, that's why it's $3,000.
It's $3,000 because it's got 26 points.
Yeah, because you're paying for the stars. Or the points.
Listen, we've talked about the cat, but now we need to shift the focus. We're going to get one more song from Jess Godwin before she leaves, if she doesn't bail first. But first, we are going to switch our focus because Roger has prepared a little something for us, a little Hanukkah tribute, because it is the holiday spectacular, because we love all holidays.
Yes.
We love everyone who celebrates holidays. We don't have a Kwanzaa guest or a Ramadan guest, but we wish you a joyous Kwanzaa and a happy Ramadan as well, if you are not here represented on the show. All right, Roger. So I sent Roger a message the other day. I said, listen, do you have a child's Hanukkah story? Because a real adult Hanukkah story would, you know, we don't have the time for that. Yeah. It's probably very detailed.
And it would be written in Hebrew, and I haven't read it in a long time, and they don't have the vowel signs there, and it would take forever.
But the nice thing is, with a child's Hanukkah story, everybody will be able to understand it.
Of course.
Which is beautiful, because most of the time, I need everything in a child's version. To,
yes.
You know, except my onesie. That is a grown man's onesie. All about being a grown man's onesie. All right, so what have you prepared for us?
Well, we have Yale and the Shining Menorah Lights.
Ooh. Cody's like, I'm busy eating. I don't care.
I thought he was going to stop at The Shining.
The Shining.
The Shining.
I saw The Shining. I don't think that was a Hanukkah story.
It's a different kind of holiday movie here.
Yeah, that was weird.
Red Rob.
Yeah,
Red
he walked Rob. In. With, he walked in with the menorahs. Yeah. Okay.
Light a candle.
Are we ready?
Yes. Need the audio thing to go with it or no?
Well, no. We can play that afterwards. As,
good.
As
I'm,
a good
I'm
holiday
listening.
Song.
I'm going to get myself a beverage while I listen
Sounds
to the
good.
Hanukkah story.
It was the first night of Hanukkah in Yale's house. The menorah was lit. Mommy was frying fresh latkes. David was spinning dreidels to Yale's delight, seeing which one spun the fastest. Yale looked outside to see if there were any menorahs in other people's windows. She saw so many fiery, dancing lights. Come, Mommy and David, Yale said. Come see. Look, Yale pointed out the window. Look at all the menorah lights shining. They are brightening up the dark. You know, said Abba, when we make someone who is sad happy, we are like the shining menorah lights that light up the dark night. I'm thinking of someone we could make happy tonight. I'm thinking of Mrs. Rosen. Mrs. Rosen was the very old, sad lady who lived next door. You sing so nicely, Yale. How about we visit her now and you can sing her one of your Hanukkah songs? And we'll take along my fresh, yummy latkes, said Mommy. Okay, said Yale, but she was a little nervous. She took along the book of the story of the Maccabees that Savta had brought her for Hanukkah, and off they went. Abba rang Mrs. Rosen's doorbell. Who is it? Squeaked the voice. It's Yale and her Abba and Mommy, said Abba. Yale has a Hanukkah surprise for you. Buzz, answered the door buzzer. Yale felt shy and uncomfortable as she followed Abba and Mommy into Mrs. Rosen's living room. It was so quiet in there. Mrs. Rosen's old, tired eyes looked up at Yale. Even the furniture looked old and tired. Yale was not sure she wanted to sing at all. Come, said Abba, let's show Mrs. Rosen your book with the story of the Maccabees. Looking at the pictures of the brave Maccabees, Yale felt braver herself. Now, would you like to sing to Mrs. Rosen? Abba asked, and Yale began to sing. First, it was just a teeny whisper of a song, but then she sang louder and clearer. She sang with all her might. She sang all her Hanukkah play songs. When she finished, Mrs. Rosen smiled and clapped her old wrinkled hands. Maybe Mrs. Rosen would like to come to your Hanukkah play, said Abba. Mrs. Rosen, would you like that? Mrs. Rosen nodded with tears in her eyes. The next day at the Hanukkah play in school, Mrs. Rosen was there. As Yale sang and danced her part, she saw Mrs. Rosen waving at her with a great big smile. Yale felt so glad to light up Mrs. Rosen's face with a smile again and see her so happy. Like Abba had told her, it reminded her of the menorah lights brightening up the dark night. Whether a neighbor, a friend, or just about anyone, is there someone you can make happy this Hanukkah?
Very nice. Thank you, Roger. That was very nice. Now, you've also brought some dreidels.
Yes.
Which are the top, the spinning top. Joey has been hustling people already.
Yes, I noticed.
Like, oh, yeah, taking
bets.
It's
been like a three-card Monty game over on Joey's head. He's been dreidling for cash and everybody's pizza and beverages. So Joey is cleaned up.
Yep, I'm good.
Excellent.
So you're going to explain how we play this.
Okay, so a dreidel is a top.
Yes.
That's all it is. And you spin it, and there are four letters. Nun, which kind of looks like a backward C.
Okay, that's the red one.
That's the red one.
All right.
All right. Then there is Gimel, which is the green.
Okay.
It kind of looks like the backward C with a little extra leg on the back.
Yeah, it almost looks like Sparty from Michigan State.
Yeah, it does, kind of. Then there's He, which is the orange, kind of looks like an H.
Right.
Okay. And then Shin, which is, looks like a W. That's the
Or a ship. Yeah, mm-hmm. W or a ship.
Okay, so they stand for Neskadol Hayam Sham, which means a great miracle happened here.
Okay.
All right, so what you do is, depending on where the dreidel lands, whichever letter, kind of like dice,
okay.
All right, you either, there's a pot, you kind of like poker, you put some money in.
Okay.
Everyone puts like in a penny or... You know, in
five
Joey's
bucks.
House.
It's, Joey, what do you do, 20s?
Yeah. 20s, easily.
20s,
yeah. Right.
Okay. Why dreidel if you're not going to dreidel for
right.
real money?
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
And Joey can help me out because it's been a while. I think the N, I know he's
Hold
a
on,
pro.
Joey's putting out his croupier garters on his arm. He's
I know
ready
he goes
to start
to Vegas for the big
for the dreidel.
I'm a little Keno green visor walking around.
He's in the WDT, the World Dreidel Tournament.
There you go.
Why are his sunglasses upside down? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's got the hoodie on, the upside down sunglasses.
I make a good dreidel face, you know.
It's all about the psychological edge
Absolutely.
You get when you play dreidel.
So if I'm not mistaken, if it lands with the N facing up, you get nothing from the pot.
Oh, no.
You nothing.
So
it goes
N,
to
no,
the next
yeah.
person. Yeah.
Which is easy.
Right. The hay, the H, is half, so you take half of what's there.
Okay.
And I'm thinking the shin, which is the W,
mm-hmm.
You get everything, and the gimel, I think you have to add to it.
Now,
I
what
think
are,
that's what.
So are you dreidling against other people? Or
yes. You, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a bunch of people around. You take turns, just
but
like
what
in a
if
card
I,
game.
So if I get the shin,
mm-hmm.
I get it all,
right.
then
and
what happens? Everybody's got to ante up again?
Everyone's got to ante up again.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at how quick I catch
it's
on.
It's a racket. It really is.
I may convert. That's how easily this game
Come on over.
All right.
But Christmas trees, Brian.
Oh, that's
Hanukkah
true.
Bush, Brian.
Yeah.
Hanukkah
Bush, Brian. I got five bushes in the house now. Everything's fine. So we could have a mixed marriage. It'd be fine.
We do, actually. That's why we celebrate both.
Yeah.
So.
So you're rolling against this. And does it get heated? Do people... are cursing at each other? Because
well,
every time we
that,
play a game at the holidays, granted it's alcohol-fueled, but it always devolves into something horrifying.
Well, let me just say that in the Banish household, it's been outlawed.
Really?
Yeah, we have restraining orders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now,
and,
these are very small dreidels.
Yes.
Are they all different size? What's a regulation dreidel, Joey?
Pretty much that size. They may be different material, like wood or plastic.
I hear
or
they
like
make
clay.
Them out of clay. That's the song.
Yeah, it is the song.
That's what I heard. Dreidel, 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 we make you out of clay. If I don't have a clay dreidel.
And when
dreidel,
it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
Right. This
go.
Is wood.
Yeah.
That doesn't rhyme. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel,
Actually,
I make you out
there
of
is
wood.
A, there are four stanzas to
if
that song.
If I win
song.
Some money, I must be very good. That's, hey! There you go. Jess, I'm a songwriter. What do you think? Let's collaborate. Boy, that insulted her more than anything I've ever said before.
Okay,
How
10%.
How dare you? How dare you call yourself a songwriter?
So there's there are different kinds.
Okay.
When you, remember when I was talking about the things we used to buy for the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Disney has a whole line of Hanukkah stuff,
oh,
and they
sure.
make very they make collectible dreidels that are about maybe an inch and a half
really?
Tall, with all the characters on it, different ones for different years. Sure. They have a baby's first Hanukkah dreidel.
Oh, well, and, sure.
And then they have menorahs, Disney menorahs.
Nice.
Yeah.
But the Pinocchio one fits your wooden dreidel very well.
Is
there
that
you
right?
go. Yeah.
Does it get
yeah.
bigger as I
yeah.
spin it?
Yes. As you keep lying.
As I cheat.
It was a shin, I swear to God.
Wow. That is so. Now, I see the dreidel, and all I can think of is a game. Only, Roger, you will remember this. Battling Tops.
Yes.
Remember Battling Tops?
Yeah, in the arena.
It's great. Now we've got five people looking at us like we have no. So it was a game. It was an arena, and there were four corners of the arena, and everybody would have a top that was wrapped in a string. And you'd say, go, and everybody pull the string, and the tops would come out and bang into each other. And whoever's top, whatever top was still standing.
Exactly. That sounds way more fun.
It was excellent.
Yeah.
It was really cool. So you could do that technically with dreidels.
You would like put some kind of protective barrier around, and everyone would spin it at the same time.
Why have I turned a lovely religious tradition into some sort of combat sport? That doesn't seem
like
holidays
it.
At all. I'm not mocking it.
Marketing.
I'm
That's
bringing
what I meant.
It
That's
into
what
a
I
new
said.
Generation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure now there's an app, a dreidel app, for the kids who are too lazy to actually spin a dreidel by themselves.
I kind of want to look now.
It's like Tyndall dreidel. You just swipe
a dreidel
swipe
go.
Right.
If you can find different dreidels.
You said like twindle. I thought you were having a medical
Twitter.
Emergency.
No.
You meant to Tinder dreidel.
Tinder dreidel. I talk very fast. My mind works at a million miles
top
an hour.
Top result on the App Store is Dreidel HD.
Nice.
Is that right?
Yeah. Dreidel.
I'm going to buy it.
Super Dreidel.
Joey's going to buy the
He's buying
Super
it.
Dreidel.
Shy on Chanukah. I mean, I know it's not pronounced that way, but it's
close.
Dreidel Labyrinth. Wow. Dreidel Match 3.
That sounds like Battling Tops.
Damn. Yeah.
I Gavalt, Dreidel Simulator.
I Gavalt.
Yeah. Be Jewish. It's Bejeweled, but it's called Be Jewish.
Yeah, nice.
A Match 3 Hanukkah puzzle game.
Wow.
There are at least half a dozen dreidel simulators on the App Store, and I haven't even looked at my droid. Kosher Dreidel Simulator 2017. This one's kosher, and it's for 2017.
Look at
What's
that.
The
Getting
difference?
Ahead of the game.
Super Dreidel Israel Edition. It's a dreidel with a cape.
Wow.
Spin the dreidel. I mean, it goes on and on forever.
That's fantastic. And look at that. I thought I was having a brilliant idea.
That was a brilliant
idea. I'm way late. Yeah, my brilliant ideas come way too late. That's unfortunate. Well, thank
you.
Did
you want to do the song? Or?
Yeah, let's do a song. Okay. Let's do a Hanukkah song. Then we'll do a Christmas song. Then we'll do, are you finally ready with that thing?
I told you 10 minutes ago.
I'm very busy. I don't have time to wait around.
He's taking dreidel bets.
I've got I'm like a dreidel bookie. I've got calls coming in from all over the country. People are lining up their action. I've got to take care of this. I don't have time to wait around for you.
That's
Candy
fine.
Cane Pizza Man.
How many times would you like me to tell you it's ready next time?
I just want to know now. Is it ready?
Yeah.
All right. Roger, but we have Roger's song. So this is the song we're going to play this song?
There are obviously a
lot
of...
Are you going to sing along?
Well, I have actually words here that you can sing along with. I have printed out if anyone wants. Actually, the song is Rock of Ages.
I will sing.
And
just
it is
sing.
One of the songs
Roger, I don't...
You don't read Hebrew.
I don't read Hebrew.
I know, but it's anglicized Hebrew. But
they,
you can read.
They sing it in English, too, though.
Yes, it is.
Right, but I'm looking. Joey.
Yes?
Look at the top four lines. That's definitely Hebrew. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Anglicized.
What do you mean, anglicized Hebrew?
It's not an actual Hebrew. Hebrew you wouldn't be able to see because it would be from right to left.
Okay,
and it would
but
be
just
in an
because
you wouldn't know.
Just because you use the alphabet that I know,
It's phoneticized.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the phoneticized.
Well, maybe Roger can say it
out
loud.
Yeah, why don't you pretend you're the cantor?
And we can read it in English. We can sing it in English too on the bottom.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Actually, I think the recording is all Hebrew.
Or do you want me to play the recording, or do you want to sing?
Play the recording.
We'll play the recording
because I think this guy sings a lot better.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Whoa. Sorry. That's Hebrew, Roger.
Yes, I know that.
And it's way more than
and
four
actually,
lines.
And actually, he's singing in a faster tempo than we used to sing. We sang it very slow.
Well, you and Joey are going to handle this.
Joey, has it been a while?
Yes, this is way faster than normal.
He even he knows.
This guy's having
way too
much
fun with
it.
Some kind of punk rock Hanukkah song?
Yeah.
Dreidel! He made you out of clay! Oh,
I saw the Bare Naked Ladies did Hanukkah Hanukkah.
All right. I don't know. Cody, are we going to have to pay for that?
I don't think so.
I think that's on your career.
You asked the tough questions.
All right. I'll go
please,
through it once.
Yes,
right.
Please go through it once.
Okay. So you to get rid of that because it's throwing me off a pace.
Well, it's not. You gave it to me.
I know.
It's not like I came in and went, Roger, I got this great hot episode. I'd like to play it for you. I'd like you to sing along with it. Is that okay? Can you handle that portion of the program?
Thank you very much. Mao Tsur Yishuati Lechanai Leshabiach Tiken Beit Tefilati Visham Toda Nezabiach Letachimat Beach Mitzar Hamanabich Azegmor Bashir Mizmor Chanuka Hamizbayech Latachimat Bia. And I just screwed it up.
I was going to say, yeah, I was kind of following along. Yeah, you added another line.
I went back to the other line. I should have done the second line, or the last line, a second
time.
We
applaud you anyway.
That was good.
And I'm going to say, even though you said it was phonetic, as you were singing it, those aren't the words I would have sung had I been reading this. I was following along. I was at Laza Beach and Tycon Bait, Tefalti, Visham. So thank you, Roger, for seeing that.
I actually have a question for Roger.
Yeah. Point of parliamentary procedure.
Point of order. Yeah. I gave you the Klingon dictionary 1 year.
Yes, you did, and I still have it.
Oh, no.
Do you think that whoever wrote that designed part of that language off of Hebrew? Because
could be.
Nimoy is Jewish.
You do know where Spock's greeting is from.
Where, no. Roger?
This is actually... based on the finger spreading.
Live long and prosper.
Oh, right, live long and prosper actually is from the Jewish religion. The sign is based on the hand.
Really?
And he admits that. He admits it in videos.
Was that Gene Roddenberry came up with it or Leonard Nimoy?
Nimoy.
Nimoy, okay.
Nimoy did.
Oh. Can you do it? Yeah. Can everybody do it?
I can do it.
Is this a thing people can't do?
Correct.
It is a thing people can't do.
Like curling tongues.
I can't curl my tongue.
Or say the Molly CH can. In Hanukkah, not that much.
I wasn't saying that. I just had some pizza.
He just threw up live in this podcast.
That's why a lot of people, when they say Hanukkah, it's a very soft CH in the back. Hanukkah. There you go. Oh, boy.
Wow.
What's the correct spelling of Hanukkah?
I've seen it. It's in Hebrew. But...
Touche, Roger. Oh, no.
He's a stickler, Jess. Stickler.
In order to get the
right
pronunciation.
Lady, it's in Hebrew. You wouldn't understand. You just wouldn't get it.
To get the right
let me call
phonetic
my girl.
Sound, you would use the CH.
The CH.
C-H-A-N-U-K-A or K-A-H.
But what about all the spellings I see with the H-A?
Well,
that's bad.
What's missing on the H-A is a dot underneath the H, which makes it in Hebrew.
Huh. That's what my spell check
So was. There's a flaw on your own sweater, Roger?
Where?
Uh-oh.
Oh, snap.
Boom.
I didn't want to be the one to say it, but I just wanted to know.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh.
Maybe the candle is a dot. Maybe the flame of the candle is
could
a
be. Yeah, could be.
Wow.
We'll go with that.
Just helping him out.
Thank you.
Nice job. Thank you, Roger.
And your fun fact on the dreidel.
Yes.
Is, so on these dreidels, there's the shin, which is the little W, right?
Right.
So you have those in America because it's talking about a great miracle happened there in Israel.
Oh.
If you buy them in Israel, there's a different letter called pei, which represents here because the miracle happened here in
Israel.
Well, so depending where you buy it is depending what the lettering will be on your dreidel.
Right. Now, can you hustle people better if you use an Israeli dreidel?
Mine's authentic from Israel, so
sure.
We'll play
by Israeli rules.
Yeah.
Just sit back. We've never played that way, Joey. I know.
That was a fun fact, though.
That was a great fact.
Often when I say fun fact, it's followed by, you know,
nothing.
Some...
Crickets.
No, Joey, that was very nicely done.
Thank you.
Joey waited for the perfect tip-in, and that was it. That was very cool. I'd say the so this was the this letter in America or in English or
shin. Like your shin,
right? And what's the one if I had an Israeli
pay
shin and pay?
Now again, if you want to know a little Hebrew,
which is what Cody's cats are going to be named
shin
and pay.
He's getting two cats.
Yep.
Oh, combined
on Christmas
pay.
Day, Jess.
This is now coming
on
with
Christmas
us
day.
To the shelter.
What?
One last little tidbit.
Yes.
If you put the
I'm
dot.
So sorry.
If you put the dot on the W, the shin, if you put the dot above the right arm going up, it's a sh sound. If you put the dot on the left arm, it's a s sound. So it actually is two letters in one.
Huh.
Two letters in one.
Just like the mints. Yeah. Well, thank you for our Hanukkah updates and Hanukkah stories. Thank you, Joey. That was very interesting.
Live from the Jewish world, back to you.
That was great. I feel bad that I lost my house playing dreidel. I didn't know Joey was hustling me, but, you know, what the hell? I'll live in a box.
He's
it's fine.
Burn all our
Joey,
Christmas trees.
I'll set him up. You knock him down.
There you go.
The dreidel
1-2 punch of Badish and Gelman.
No. It could not be more dreidelicious than that. I would ask you a fifth time.
Hey, Brian, this is ready, by the way. I have the audio ready.
That's fantastic.
Not sure if you heard.
All right, we have a special that we were going to play earlier. It's only a couple minutes. Then we're going to come back and start wrapping things up. We're going to have one more song from Jess, and then we're going to finish things out with the Night Before Christmas. But before we do that, this is something I mentioned before, and I'll reintroduce it because it was hours ago that we started to talk about it.
What day is it?
It was also ready hours ago.
Do you know that turkey hanging in the window?
The one as big as me?
Wow.
Yes, seamless reference. You're welcome, everyone.
We're doing the Christmas Carol on W. That was very good, Mom. Very nice. Baffled everyone. All right, so this is what I always think of at Christmas. It's Yes, Virginia. You want to play it?
I'd love to. Are we all set?
I believe we're set.
Are you set? Now I'm going to ask you four times if you're ready.
The button is on. We'll see. And then I'm turning off everybody's mic.
I hit play. It's playing.
Is it? Oh.
You're not getting it? Oh, here we go.
Papa
found
says,
it. All right, I'm going to start this.
All right, we're going to start that. There we go. All right.
All right.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say that there is no Santa Claus. Papa says if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus? Virginia O'Hanlon, 115 West 95th Street.
Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They've been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world around him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would the world be if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus. You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch over all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Do you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof they're not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
That
that's almost as nice as buying a puppy or a kitten on Christmas Day, isn't it, Jess?
Yeah.
Almost.
Dizzy goes, this song is so sad.
So sad?
Yeah.
The music?
What Home Alone song.
Yeah.
That's great.
Your boy Cody picked the music.
He doesn't move me.
Yeah, I got the feels too.
Yeah, it was very well. That was what it was. Yeah, we were supposed to get the feels. Everybody gets the feels. That was Molly. How old were you then? That was a long time ago.
I don't know.
It's got to be.
Well, we played it 2012 or 2011, at least 5 years.
At least.
Oh, definitely more than I. I don't think I did that at age 15.
You did that on the
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That was like I thought right after you started on.
Yeah, right after we moved.
Well, I've been with you 8 years.
So
it's at least then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we moved when I was like turning 9, so probably when I was 8 or 9.
Well, either way, it's a long time, and it's a Christmas classic, and
that's what
Christmas classics are. So thank you. It was very much fun. Now we're all right. Let's start wrapping up. But before we wrap up, we want to have one more song from the lovely and talented Jess Godwin, or I say talented and lovely because the talent is the most important, and she's a wonderful human being. And if you haven't seen Jess, you need to go to Steppenwolf Theater on January 28th because she's doing a wonderful concert in the front bar. It's a culmination of her Muses shows. So go to steppenwolf.com, pick up all the tickets that you can because there are only 80 and they're going to sell very fast because you're wonderful. And we love having you. And thank you for being part of the Holiday Spectacular. We really appreciate that. So what do you have for us now?
I'm going to do Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
I love it.
I'm going to do it a cappella.
Really?
Or acapoco.
Oh, let's do it acapoco.
Acapokemon?
Acapokemon.
Don't interrupt.
Oh, I like that one even better. Feel free to join in if you guys want to sing
with me. How you're adjusting, though. I don't know if I can adjust like that. My onesie's riding up.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. Yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Jess. All right, and now as we do every holiday spectacular, and as we do every Christmas Eve in the Noonan household, despite my daughter's advanced age... We will end.
Merry Christmas.
No,
that
clearing had nothing to do with the
He was practicing Hanukkah.
No, I was Hanukkah. It's a ha night before. So we'll end the holiday spectacular with a reading of Clement C. Moore's The Night Before Christmas. Usually we play this, but I decided we'd just do it live this time.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
Or do you have it?
I just queued it up.
Oh, well, then we'll just do it that way. But before we play that, I will say our goodbyes. I will thank Cody for all his work and being here in another year of fun and frivolity. And thank you, Roger, for another year of fun and, allowing us to give you a hard time whenever possible.
I appreciate it.
Joey, thank you for producing when in Cody's absence. Thank you, Jess, for wonderful bringing your talent and your gifts to the show whenever we can have you. It's always nice. Molly, thank you for being here. Casey, good luck with the kitten. We hope we hope your Christmas brings you nothing but hairballs and litter boxes and all sorts of fun.
Casey brought us. Have you ever had cheese straws?
Oh, wait, no. Casey brought something?
Yeah, you, right.
Something. You made some. No, what do you got?
I don't know what these are. What are they?
Well, then
it's 2 pounds of cheese that I shredded by hand. And then I mixed it and I threw like butter and cheese all over the house.
This is like a thing. Violent. We were in North Carolina and she's like, we have to get cheese straws while we're here. And I'm like, what are cheese straws?
Well, pass them around. Let's see what we got.
They're better if they're warmed up. They go very well with beer.
Is that right? Well, we happen to have beer like here, which is handy.
A spicy little cheese.
I actually grabbed one earlier when I came back.
Well, they almost look like little cookies.
Oh, thank you. This is my first year.
Good. Yeah.
So what's inside them?
What it was.
Cheese and butter.
Can't go wrong with that.
Because somebody else asked earlier, and I go, I don't know, but it's from the South, so there's probably a lot of sugar and a lot of...
It's salty.
Yeah,
it smells like
the salty
Cheetos.
Cookie.
You know,
if you don't want sugar, sometimes you need a break. Mm. You just need butter.
Nice. Ooh. Very good. Thank you, Casey. Those are delicious.
Casey, is this recipe up for grabs?
This is so good.
this is a modified version of the Trisha Yearwood.
Amazing. Trisha saves another Christmas.
Trisha does. Between her and Garth, Christmas is always... saved.
Those
are
a little kick to them.
What's the kick? Is it jalapeno?
It's
cayenne?
Cayenne, yeah. Cayenne.
Oh my God.
I'm taking another one.
These are delicious.
Good.
Thankfully, I may or may not have had a beer handy.
These are not in the shape of a straw.
No, I didn't have
good
the
observation.
Material
yes.
for that. So you need like one of those little squeezy things, which I didn't have, so I put it in a plastic bag, and then the plastic bag like broke, and it was a disaster.
Oh, a squeezy thing
so
like
I just
a
did the
piping?
Circles.
No, the circles
yeah,
are fun.
Yeah, you know, like the icing.
The circles are fun because you could flip them up like a coin toss and catch them in your mouth.
We could bet on these two.
Yeah. Oh, boy, we have a lot. Suddenly the Holiday Spectacular has turned into quite the gambling debauchery. I enjoy that.
Can I add one more thank you? Actually, two.
Please, as many
Real
as you
quick.
Want. Whatever you
thank
need.
You.
Oh, stop.
Thank
no,
you,
you
for
one.
Doing the show, for being you. We've been together.
Long time.
10 years.
Yeah. Oh.
And he used to wake me up in the early Saturday morning sometimes.
Yes, because Roger would sleep during the broadcast.
I'd come straight from a whole week of work.
Right.
But we used to have a blast, and we still do. And I thank you so much for letting me be a part of it.
It's my pleasure.
And also, let's thank all the listeners.
Yes.
Because this wouldn't happen without them, and we have a blast, so they'll have a blast.
Yeah, we thank everybody for their support year after year, and we do appreciate you, even though, you know, sometimes it seems like when you text us horrible things, we don't appreciate you. We don't really appreciate those people. We appreciate most people, don't we, Cody?
Mm-hmm. I would say so. Yeah. I would say so.
Yeah, no, we do appreciate
them. I appreciate them all.
I do, too, because as Roger said, and it sounds hokey, but it's Christmas, and that's what and it's Hanukkah and holidays, and that's what hokey's all about. So, yeah, if wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. Because at some point they go, he's just yapping and nobody seems to care. But at least since you seem to care, they're like, all right, well, you know, why not? We'll let him talk for a little while longer.
I like to spread good cheer.
That's all we're about. Good cheer and edutainment.
Even when if people call or text in and if they're very angry, I try to empathize. I go, you know what? Everybody has a bad day. Sometimes people just got to blow off. So I do. I've talked to other producers, and they've said, like, Cody, you got a lot of patience. Yeah. I guess. But it's like,
I don't.
Yeah,
that's
well,
why you get to answer the phone.
That's why I answer the phone. You know. But it's everybody's got a bad day here and there, and everybody should just kind of chill, I think, and just don't judge and, you know, be happy, oh, right peace on. And love and universal respect, have a plur holiday.
Let's have a couple more cheese straws and get all licked up.
Yeah, far out, man. Where's
my with
espresso?
The beers.
I'm going to spin my snapping? Dreidel because you're very coffee house and existential.
Existential.
And very hippie-ish.
Nothing if not existential.
Right on.
That's giving me the name of our cat, Existential.
Oh, that's God. A horrible cat name.
It's terrible.
That is a horrible.
What do you call it for short? Like X?
X.
X. Sten?
Stencil.
No, that's what he'll call Casey after he names the cat Existential. Call it the X. That's how I drop it. Like it's hot.
So hot. Oh, so hot.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Joyous Kwanzaa. Joyous happy Ramadan. However you're celebrating the holidays. And if you're not celebrating the holidays, just have a great day. We thank you very much for being part of the program, as always. And we will talk to you again next week.
In the new year.
Yeah, we're actually live on January 1st.
Yep.
Don't forget, live, Sunday night, January 1st. Joey can't believe it that we're working on New Year's Day.
Unbelievable.
We are very, very dedicated, Joey, to our craft. That's why we've done an hour and 35-minute podcast.
It's impressive.
Because we have nothing else to do. Because our lives are empty. But Jess, we've kept as a hostage, so we're going to cut her loose. And Casey's going to take her cheese straws and taunt guys on Lower Wacker Drive with them. And Roger's going to, I hope, just wear that Hanukkah shirt nonstop.
I think I might.
I'm going to put a flyaway bottom in my onesie because things are not going well down there. And we're we're going to move on. So that is all. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and a good night.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all his stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."